Artist Jeffrey Gibson uses his art to reflect on his Cherokee heritage as a means of exploring the significance, traditions, and rituals of personal adornment and identity. His multidisciplinary practice encompasses a wide range of mediums and draws on a variety of influences and visual languages to comment on race, sexuality, religion, and gender, among other topical issues. He combines popular and queer culture with references to Native American history and current events. His new exhibition, This Is the Day, is on view at the Ruth and Elmer Wellen Museum of Art at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. It is on view through the 9th of December. Tracy Adler is the director of the Wellen Museum and curator of this exhibition, and she joins us this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me back, Joe. It's great to chat with you again.
Very nice to have you on the program, as always. This exhibition has a beautiful catalog, a beautiful book, and is just stunning. Give us a sense of how it all came together.
Well, it actually all started with the museum acquiring a work by Jeff, and the artist and I got into numerous long conversations about aspects of his work that he really wanted to explore, that he hadn't had the opportunity to explore. And so we talked about doing this show together and providing him with the time, space, and resources to really develop those areas. And that's where the garments and the helmets and the video that debuted in the show actually came from.
So this idea, ultimately, of the garments and the helmets created, were these created for the exhibition, or were they part of his work up to this point?
They were created for the exhibition, so it's really a new direction in the artist's work, and that's something that's very exciting for us at the Wellen to do. We work very closely with artists to ensure that they have the opportunity to be creative and to explore new directions. And I think in this show, it really came together so beautifully because that new work situates itself so interestingly within the rest of his work that he had made up to that point.
Talk about some of the conversations that you have with the artist and obviously what the artist wants to do and what your concerns are, but the voice that you want to have in that conversation.
Right. Well, it's an interesting process because you're part cheerleader, you're part therapist, and you're also, you know, part ringleader. So you're trying to ensure that the artist is feeling supported by you and is really being able to explore these new areas. But at the same time, along the way, I would do studio visits with Jeff, and he's based in the Hudson area periodically while the works were developing, and then I would give him feedback on it. And also, you know, you have these moments where you know that the artist really just needs time, so finding the right tone between being supportive and also trying to push the project to its completion is kind of an interesting process, but it's actually one that's extremely rewarding when you have such dynamic new work that actually comes out of that really fruitful dialogue.
There is one piece called Tribes File Suit to Protect Bears Ears. And talk a little bit about, I mean, obviously this is a great debate, and many activists working on this particular issue and saving this monument. Talk a little bit about the artwork that was created this year and how it addresses the issues and problems that have developed in that case.
Sure. Well, you managed to pick one of my favorite pieces in the show, Joe, so you have very good taste.
I do like it.
Yeah, it brings together many different aspects of the artist's work. So he often incorporates things like beading and jingles and fringe, which are utilized in powwow attire. So he's drawing on his Native American heritage there. He was also thinking about, in the creation of the garments, the 19th century ghost dance movement, which was a pacifist movement that believed that Native lands would be restored to Native peoples, and unfortunately culminated in the massacre at Wounded Knee, which was the last major defense against Western expansion. So he's also thinking about the power that people invested in garments in general. And he's relating these kind of historical moments to what's going on now as well. So the tribe's file suit to protect bears' ears was taken from a headline from Al Jazeera, obviously addressing the recent decision to scale back bears' ears to open it up to potentially oil drilling. So even though the artist doesn't consider himself an activist per se, he is thinking about how these issues in history are also parallel today and things that continue to need to be addressed.
I find the idea of, so not an activist per se, but obviously there is a lot being said here. In this central part of the work, if you consider, I know since we're on the radio, I'm going to do my best to try to explain this, but if you think of where the Superman shield would be, there is a depiction of police, sheriffs in riot gear. Those are on black and white squares. I mean, that really is at the center of it and is almost moving at the heart of it, literally, and moving out to the issue at hand.
Yes, and actually that photo that image is taken from an AP photo from the Dakota Pipeline protest. So again, he's bringing up another issue in recent history, contending with the same premise as the bear's ears issue as well.
And it is framed by more traditional Native American imagery.
Yeah, well, actually, what it's framed by is kind of interesting. It's actually a Google search of Native American. So it's a Google image search, and then you have all these, you know, depictions of what comes up when you do a Google image search of Native Americans. And some of those are, you know, legitimate images. Some of them are characterizations. And so Jeff is really interested in actually complicating these issues rather than simplifying them and thinking about how we're all connected and how these different issues are really enmeshed in a history that we share.
I'm also curious by a couple of things. There is one piece here called Oceana. And this is, I guess, what would be referred to as a helmet.
Yes.
Okay. And so it is beaded. It has obviously there are ocean creatures, shells, and coral and the like that make up the helmet. So two parts of this question: one, there is the work and how you present it in the. In the catalog, there is also the photography that is done, which in and of itself is a piece of art. And I guess I'm asking how the pieces differ when they are shown alone as opposed to how they are used when they are worn by an individual.
You know, that's a really great question. And what's interesting about both the garments and the helmets is that they are inherently, you know, when you think about a garment or a helmet, meant to be worn. However, we're displaying them in the museum as though they are sculptures. So the garments actually hang off of teepee poles from the ceiling, and the helmet, like Oceana, is propped up on a pole and just displayed solely as it is. And so when we decided to hire a fashion photographer to shoot these objects on people, the idea was really to activate them, thinking about them as sculptures, but also as something to be worn. What would happen if we put models in them and they were activated by those models?
So in this case, you have a woman wearing this that is sitting down nude and has what I assume was that added, or is that an actual tattoo that she has with it that is similar to that of on a violin or a bass?
Yeah, that was a happy coincidence, actually, and it is a reference to a famous experimental film called Chien Andalou. But it's also it just shows how what happens when a person wears it. They sort of bring their own identity, but at the same time, they're also subsumed by these objects because both the helmets and the garments are oversized.
There is that in most of these works, right, that they are oversized. What does that say?
Well, I think part of it is Jeff is a very tall person, And so he was loosely basing them on his own proportions, which he often doesn't see represented in the media. But also the idea of making them oversized was to exaggerate them and to think of them slightly as absurd, but also slightly as just objects unto themselves. And the helmets themselves are so heavy, they range from 35 to 55 pounds, that even when they were worn by the models, we had to have spotters to relieve them of the weight of the helmets. So they're highly impractical, and neither the garments nor the helmets are something that one could really wear in daily life. And that's sort of what makes them interesting and points to them as more sculptural elements.
Let's talk about some of the other mediums in the exhibit.
Yeah, there's a lot. So we worked with Jeff to commission a film, and it's the first film that the museum commissioned called I Was Here, which he filmed on the Choctaw Reservation in Mississippi, which is where his family is from. And it follows Macy, who's a trans woman who lives on the reservation. And part of the film is really just follows her in her daily routine, getting made up, shaving, going to the store, going to work as a waitress at the casino. And the second part is this fantastical scene in which she walks through the woods, through the area, the natural areas around the reservation, and immerses herself in this body of water as a kind of self-baptism, but also as a moment of self-realization. And then the artist himself considers himself a painter, but he's a painter who works in many mediums. So there are beaded panels, there's sculpture, there's ceramics, there's ceramic assemblages. So it really is quite an incredible mashup and combination of mediums and materials. But there is a cohesion, which is what makes it come together in such a dynamic way.
This Is the Day will be on view at the Welland Museum and Hamilton College in Clinton, New York through December 9th. You can find out more information by going to www.hamilton.edu/Welland. Hamilton.edu/Welland. Tracy Adler is the director of the Welland Museum and curator of the exhibition This Is the Day, Jeffrey Gibson. Tracy, thank you very much for sharing with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program as always.
Thanks so much, Joe. Anytime. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more information, hamilton.edu/Welland, or at our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.